Welcome to Your Pharmacy Career Podcast, proudly brought to you by Ravens Recruitment, Australia's leading specialist pharmacy recruitment agency. The podcast series has been created to shine a light on the diverse and inspiring careers of Australia's pharmacists. Each episode will focus on the varied career opportunities within the pharmacy industry by exploring the career paths taken by leaders in the fields of community pharmacy, hospital, industry, government, and professional organisations. Careers never follow a defined path. Everyone's story is different and unique in their own way. The podcast series will help you discover the world of opportunities that exist and reveal pathways to achieve your dreams and aspirations. Whether you are a pharmacy student, early career pharmacist, or simply looking for a change at any stage of your career, the podcast series is designed to help you navigate ways into a career and a life that you love. Your host of the podcast series is Ali Su. Ali, herself a pharmacist, is now the founder of Global Pharmacy Entrepreneurs and a passionate advocate for pharmacists to grow, innovate, excel, and make a lasting impact in the world. It's now over to our host, Ali Su.
Welcome to another episode of Your Pharmacy Career Podcast, the ultimate resource for aspiring and early career pharmacists. I'm your host, Ali Su, and I'm here to guide you through the dynamic world of pharmacy, one episode at a time. Before we dive into today's exciting discussion, Ravens Your Pharmacy Career Podcast would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the traditional custodians of Australia, their profound connections to the land, sea, and community, as well as their elders, both past and present. We extend this respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. Today our guest is Jamil Karaki, a locum pharmacist deeply rooted in the world of retail pharmacy and education. Jamil wears multiple hats, not only as a dedicated educator in the pharmacy program at the University of New South Wales, but also as dynamic content creator on TikTok, where he imparts invaluable health tips and tricks to the public. Jamil's pharmacy journey began during his student years when he ventured into retail pharmacy, climbing the ladder to manage large pharmacies and lead teams of up to 47 staff members by the young age of 27. Along this journey, he started sharing his wealth of knowledge through what he termed Megamind sessions, educational forums where he enlightened fellow pharmacy professionals and students about common conditions and their treatments. These sessions served as the foundation for Jamil's rapidly growing social media presence, amassing nearly 60,000 followers and counting. But Jamil's passion for teaching didn't stop there. Upon joining the pharmacy course at University of New South Wales, he collaborated with Dr. Ramesh Wapala to teach the double degree pharmacy course. This opportunity allowed Jamil to nurture his newfound passion for guiding the future generation of pharmacists, ensuring they grasp and excel in the intricacy of the profession. Yet, Jamil's ambition reached even further. He aspires to become a pharmacy owner with a vision to revolutionize the pharmacy experience for the public in an unprecedented and innovative manner. Join us as we explore Jamil's incredible journey filled with dedication, education, and the relentless pursuit of transforming the world of pharmacy. Without further ado, let's welcome Jamil.
I'm very excited to have you on the show, Jamil. I've seen all your videos on all social media platforms. It's amazing. So tell us about how you got there and why did you start this channel?
And the way that I actually got into it is that when I was working with student pharmacists, a lot of them were lacking some clinical knowledge, although they were still learning at university. I feel that like university learning and in-person and in-practice learning is different because you have a real case scenario at hand and you also have the products that you are then entrusted to recommend to people. And so what I started to do was every week we'd all collectively, my students and I would collectively choose a topic we're interested in learning about, something in the pharmacy, such as, let's say, dandruff or eczema or tinea. I'd prepare a basket of products that help treat those conditions. And I'd first give them a background about the condition, what causes it, how do we identify it and diagnose it, when to refer to a doctor, and then if we are treating in the pharmacy, what products we can use, what counseling we can advise, and so on. Because in person, you don't get to work with every student on, because that pharmacy was open so many hours, I eventually took it and I made it a Zoom session, once a week, 8 p.m. on a Monday to be exact. When I'd finish work at 7, I'd get home, get ready and start the session. And then eventually it outgrew the store I was working in at the time, and students from other stores in Chemist Warehouse, 3 stores, students that would log on a Monday and actually listen in and learn. And then eventually I was like, well, why not just take it to the next step and start making videos on social media? So I took to TikTok and Instagram less so, but TikTok more so. And I found that many people, not only the pharmacy students and pharmacists, but also the general public, really took to the content, and it took off from there.
Yeah, it's such a good idea. Have you had any thought, what if I make a mistake, or any fear of being called out by other people?
Yeah, look, always when you're giving information, whether it being in the pharmacy to one person or to some of my videos where I've reached 5 or 6 million people in one video, it's always the same level of confidence that I have in giving my recommendations and my counseling. So whether I'm counseling my family member or a random person in the pharmacy or the general public, I'm always certain about what I speak about. So I do my own, if I'm ever unsure and I ever feel, like you said, self-conscious about a particular thing, and I can't say that I'm certainly confident in recommending a particular product or a particular activity or a non-pharmacological treatment, then I will do my own research and make sure I have a list of references and backups in case I do ever get called out or followed up on anything in particular. And if I am ever mistaken, I'd happily take it on the chin, and I'd apologize for making a mistake and move on from there.
I have set a great example for our pharmacy students and pharmacists, really, to feel confident and to speak up openly, not just to one person, but to everybody. Social media has created that platform for us to amplify our voice.
That's right, Ali. I think that social media is definitely a key in getting out there in this day and age. And I think it's important to move with the times. And part of that is to actually inform people what we're all about and the amount of knowledge that we do actually possess and that we can share with people and help them benefit from. So, we do it in a pharmacy setting, and we don't charge anyone to have a chat and come in and get some advice. And, you know, there's a lot of people who call up a pharmacy and speak to a pharmacist at any of their opening hours and get some advice. So, likewise, I wanted to share some advice to the general public, you know, free of charge, just happy to help, happy for them to know that, like, what we're all about. And in this day and age, we do seem to be getting further and further apart from each other in, like, a person-to-person interaction, and everything's going digital and online. And so I'd like to, instead of complain about it, I'd like to embrace it and do the best that we can in helping, doing our part in the community, in our profession, in a different and more advanced way, let's say. In a time where there's a lot of uncertainty about the profession, like this morning I received an email from AJP where there's an article saying that there's a lot of people considering leaving the profession, but at the same time, I don't think the future's ever looked so bright for the profession. Like, we're delving into so many interesting fields, such as pharmacist prescribing, given us a lot of responsibility, and it shows the level of trust that not only the community has in us, but also the governing bodies and everyone writing the laws. So they see us for what talented health professionals we are, and therefore have bestowed us with extra responsibility, and responsibility that we're very capable of taking up. So not only are we vaccinating against many diseases, and we're also involved in very special things such as pharmacy 777's professional services. And then we're just being given more and more responsibility because we're well trained and professional and capable healthcare professionals. And so for students who are unsure about the pharmacy profession, because there is a lot of, you know, sometimes negative talk going around, I can tell you that when I was going through pharmacy school, the pharmacists weren't doing as much as we're doing now. And the beauty of that is that you have so many specializations that you can take up. And if you don't like the idea of just dispensing all day, because I know some friends that love dispensing, that's their passion. They love dispensing. They love checking all the interactions, making sure everyone's getting the right medication and so on. And then that's their passion. There's other pharmacists that love to counsel. So they like to stand that, for example, scripts out or engage in the counseling, private counseling area or room, and have a chat with customers regularly. And then now there's more and more options that are out there. So you can be a prescribing pharmacist, you could be a vaccinating pharmacist, you could be a hospital pharmacist, an industrial. The options are almost endless. And then there's also pharmacists who specialize in complementary medicine. So you could have a full schedule where you just are a naturopath and you've clocked off as a pharmacist and now you're a naturopath. But what a great advantage you have in knowing both the pharmaceutical side and the natural and complementary medicine side. So I think it's looking more fruitful and more opportunistic than ever, our career. So yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing to see. And I think I'm more excited now than I've ever been about pharmacy. And yeah, this is really because I'm looking to show everyone what we're all about. I'm learning more and more every day what we're about. So when you teach, I find that you learn a lot. So that's definitely been amazing.
Well, next, I really want to dive into your pharmacy career. And how did you get all this time to travel around Australia and interview all those people?
Oh, that's a great question, Ali. So I studied at the University of Sydney, and that was a very on-campus experience. So I was there 4 to 5 days a week for the 4 years. And while I was there, I was advised by my tutors and lecturers to get a job in pharmacy because it helps you get that experience in a clinical setting, which is what I went out and done. And I eventually got a job as a pharmacy student in my second year of pharmacy with Chemist Warehouse. And that was in Chemist Warehouse in Campbelltown. And that's where I worked as a pharmacy student until I graduated. And then I did my internship there and had the intern program that Chemist Warehouse also conducts. I was part of that, really enjoyed that. A year later, I became a pharmacist and then a pharmacist in charge after that. That was up until mid-2021. And then I was offered a management role, so as a pharmacy manager, and that was all the way in Castle Hill. Although it was far away from me, it was about a 50-minute drive. If I'm paying for tolls, a little bit over an hour if I'm not paying tolls, I never shy away from a challenge. So even though I had to travel an hour there and back, I was still up for it. And I went ahead and took up that role. It was a great opportunity. I learned a lot about people management and, you know, conflict resolution. And during the time, I learned a lot about the retail side of pharmacy, which I did as I went through my student years and intern year and so on. But more so when you're the person in charge of the pharmacy, of every little aspect of it. So that was a very fruitful experience. But then mid-2022, which was just over a year ago, I resigned from my position as the pharmacy manager and I took up locum work. So I'm essentially a travel pharmacist now, and I have been for the last 13 months. And it's been amazing to be able to see the different aspects of pharmacies and different pharmacies all over the country in different settings, because I've worked in remote and rural areas. I've worked interstate. I've worked on the borders of states, which is really interesting because you have one law on this side of the bridge and then one law on the other side of the bridge, just when I was working on the border of Victoria and New South Wales. So someone would come to me with a script that's expired in New South Wales, but it's valid for another 6 months in Victoria. So I'm like, look, I know you're from south of the bridge. So if you just travel back over there, you'd be able to have this prescription dispensed. Not on this side of the border, unfortunately. So there's experiences and and a very rewarding experiences at that, because in pharmacies in remote and rural areas where there's only one pharmacist that's there 6 or 7 days a week and hasn't had a break for 2 years, it's quite rewarding to be able to give them that relief to take a couple of weeks off and spend some time with their family or travel abroad. And one other aspect that's amazing in the travel world of pharmacy is that you actually get to discover a lot of our beautiful country that we live in. So that's definitely been an amazing part. And I did most of my work so far, and I did most of my travel in my car. So I get to actually experience the beautiful outback of Australia. Yeah, and I get to drive by and see, you know, all the farms we hear about and we actually get produce from. You get to drive past them. There's amazing, like, you know, there's famous wineries that you drive past and you see, and it's nice to actually see, you know, more of the country that we live in. And so how did I find the time, you asked? Some weeks I've worked 6 or 7 days. Other times I've worked less days, and you always seem to find a bit of time where you could, you know, sneak in about a minute or so of video and keep people up to date with what you're doing. So I found that people are quite interested in knowing what's going on or where I am at that time. And so I feel like even though I may have had a big day or a big week, I do owe it to these guys that like the content to keep them updated with what I do. So yeah, I feel like there's always time. You have to make time.
Especially you have to edit all your videos, and that takes a lot of time.
The editing sometimes takes longer than the actual recording. So yeah, I definitely agree with you. And also, there's more to it. There's more to it than meets the eye. And sometimes actually there's things that you do without editing that actually are a lot better. So even though you spend less time working on things, sometimes it's just like, you know, the natural aspect of content delivery that gains a lot of traction.
Well, you also do teach at university.
Yes.
Tell us about that. How did you get into that role?
Yeah, so actually back when I was in University of Sydney as a student, I was taught by who's now Dr. Ramesh Walpola. So he was one of my tutors that I enjoyed learning from. And so, you know, many years down the track, I was scrolling through and seeing what's going on in the pharmacy world. And I heard that there's a new pharmacy course at the University of New South Wales, and I found that quite exciting. And when I read into it, I saw that the head of the pharmacy school would be Ramesh. And so I still was in contact with him after university. So I reached out to him and congratulated him on his role as the lead of the course. And you know, we caught up over coffee, and he offered essentially a job to me to help in the content development of the course and also the delivery of some of the content in the course. And I couldn't resist, and I couldn't refuse the offer because I do have a passion for teaching, which is what I do online and in person to almost every patient that comes into the pharmacy. So I think it carries over into that side of things, but it was definitely something that would be new to me, and once again, a good challenge. And so I accepted it and welcomed it with open arms, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and I've loved every step of it since.
Well, yeah, so I think all the students are very lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. I feel very lucky to be able to teach them.
Just curious, when you are talking to the screen, was that awkward at the start?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, at the beginning, it wasn't as natural as it is now. And you're always so critical, because even when you first hear your voice on recording, as everyone knows, you feel like maybe now, for example, you're much more comfortable in hearing your voice in recordings than before when you first started this podcast, for example. So I think when you're doing videos, it's not only your voice, but it's also like you're looking at the way you look, or is my hair right? Do I look funny here? Do I look like I've had enough sleep? Am I speaking correctly? Does it seem natural? You're asking yourself all these things. Definitely not as free-flowing as it is now, but it's, I think the main key is to remember that in the pharmacy, you are liked and you're revisited for you being natural and, you know, comfortable and you just being you. And so it's important to remember that that's what brings authenticity when you're talking to the camera, and people receive you right up front just as if you're in person. And so just to consider that is an important factor. And once you get to know that, you become a lot more comfortable in front of the camera and looking at yourself and recording yourself and so on.
Even though the first step is hard, but you know, once overcome this hurdle, the self-judgment phase, and then everything will be smooth sailing. You don't even look at yourself the way you know, judge yourself anymore.
Exactly right. Because you're always thinking, oh, what are people going to think?
Mm.
What's everyone going to think about what I said there or how I spoke it? But that's natural. So that's why, like, if I ever invite one of my friends, like, come do a video with me, I think that you have something great to teach. You know, and then they're like, there's no way I'm getting behind the camera and uploading it onto TikTok. And I'm like, oh, I guess like that's how I felt to an extent at the beginning. Mm. But then once again, I had to overcome, like you said, I had to overcome that hurdle to be able to effectively communicate and reach the dream that I dreamed of in having like a large platform where I can communicate with so many people on the internet. So it's not for everyone. And I'd never thought it would be for me, but I was willing to give it a crack. So
I think that's the most important thing, willing to give it crack and start.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you're asked to give your first vaccination, it's like, oh no, I can't inject somebody with a needle. But then all of a sudden you're doing 45, 50 vaccines in a day with comfort and ease. And it's just about that, taking that leap of faith. And getting it done.
Yeah, love it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Your Pharmacy Career Podcast, proudly brought to you by Ravens Recruitment, Australia's leading specialist pharmacy recruitment agency. If you enjoyed this episode and know anyone else who you think would benefit from it, we would be grateful if you could share it with them. Together, we help even more pharmacists develop a career and life they love. If you have any questions or suggestions about future podcast episodes, please reach out to us via email, info@ravensrecruitment.com.au.